So conclusion about this, you know, we spoke about celibacy. This is RK 101 after the Brahmachari triptych trilogy. That, yes, although sex in this world should be about love, of course often is, but then often not, but it reflects the highest, purest love in the real world. But reflects then means it can turn out into the opposite, rather than love, which is unselfish and giving, it becomes lust, taking. And the lower modes of nature that rule, for instance, our culture, our civilization, your life, my life, the more it tends to be down there in the lust area. And then, the more it gets down there, I want to enjoy a beautiful body, and so on, the less satisfying it will be. That's the ironic thing with it. What then seems to be the highest perfection of satisfaction is then such a short little moment of basically just a sense outburst, right? A few seconds and then it's over, and yeah, feel relaxed and all that, but you know, how happy and satisfied did it actually make you? And I know many of them would say, I definitely become satisfied and happy and all of that. But the tendency is, if we should be honest, that, for instance, when you enter a sexual relationship, after some time it tends to stagnate. It's not the same anymore, isn't it? Maybe for some it is, or getting better. I mean, I'm not saying this or that, but I think it's not that uncommon that after a while it becomes kind of a routine. Yeah, yeah. That says a lot about this. And that's also why the wise, generally, as we see from history, in many cases and often, even commonly, just decide to stay away from that whole scene, because or to end it at a mature age, which is most common, and then turn into the higher levels of existence. A higher chakras or lokas or whatever you want. In other words, consciousness more matured and enjoying life much deeper and more satisfying. Ways. And that's why even you have these great sages there from India saying things like that. Was it Yamunacharya? whenever I think, since I developed this taste and I found this wonderful high level of life, then when I think about sex here in this world, material sex, my lips curl with distaste and I spit at the thought. And we took it often as, he's really a tough, heavy Swamiji and renunciant, and yes, that's how it should be. And we used to try and say the same thing, you know, as if we felt like that too. But of course, we generally didn't, if we should be honest to ourselves and each other. So again, pretentious, you know, a little bit pretense there. But if we think about it and understand it this way, at least I can see that this was simply, this is simply how a person takes this whole thing at a certain level of development, and that he actually described not just some fired up pep talk, but just how he felt about it. Because now, and it can give us a clue of what taste, what rasa, what satisfaction, what enjoyment there actually is in life when we just find our real life and wake up. And thus, when we are there, we will look at down at that earthly, those earthly pleasures, human pleasures, as some, almost some, that of beasts. Yeah, some they go even beastly. Here, human world. See, if you don't feel that you belong here in this weird world, then that may be a good sign. And what we're trying to just share here is the guidance on the way, on the path that we have been given. And you have the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, these wonderful scriptures of wisdom. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada so nicely and wonderfully, I would say, did all the hard work to produce for, you know, languages, I think most languages of the world. Wow.